Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making it killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone, drift in my zone. Pain in the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already
button down.
But down.
Da 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 da.
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Everyone.
And I mean Drew.
Yeah, I just mean Charla. Everyone in this room, hello to me
and
to you.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Hey, welcome to another episode of Not Safe for Work Podcast. I am Drew, and that is Charla in front of me.
And we are the people of the Not Safe for Work Podcast.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We do other things. But this is also a thing we do.
This is a scheduled thing we do. And not scheduled.
And not scheduled, too.
So
we do it whenever the fuck we want. Because fuck you guys.
I didn't say that. Drew said that.
God damn it, Charlotte. How are you? We took a little break last week.
We did.
Much needed.
Yeah, we got to rest.
We got to fucking rest. We can't do podcasts all the time.
No, come on, guys.
We can't keep doing these podcasts for you all the time. You expect us to do this shit for free?
Don't have expectations in life.
Stop.
It'll ruin everything.
Stop expecting anything.
Just let it happen, guys.
Let the shit happen and flow over you.
And we'll say it right now. Thank you for joining us on this journey of season one.
Yeah, this is season one. Did you know that? We just decided that this is season one.
We're going to take a break and we'll be back with you guys in September.
We got too much shit to do.
We got a lot of shit. And we have a lot of episodes. Go back and listen to them again.
Go back and listen. Well, we have 40-something episodes now.
You missed something. Just go check it out.
There's something you missed.
We talk about everything. And I got to find new shit to talk about.
I know. And who knows? Maybe we'll change it up in the new season.
Hey, you know,
it'll still be not safe for work.
But it could be a whole new.
We could fucking
thing.
Maybe we go space. It's aliens now. We're gonna talk about aliens.
we're doing our creative thinking for you guys right now.
Right now,
is that entertaining to you?
Aliens. What do you think? Aliens. Just spitball. Aliens.
Half real, half not real. Are we the aliens?
Are we the fucking aliens?
I feel like we are the aliens.
I feel like we could be the fucking aliens.
I want to see that story from another planet's point of view, where we land on their planet and we're the ones with
and
the
we're
big
the
eyes.
Assholes.
Yeah, we're the assholes that show up and sexually probe people or whatever on our ship. Because we will be doing that.
We will absolutely sexually probe others. Species.
Do you think if we keep mating and doing like plastic surgery and like fixating on physical appearance that we will eventually look like skinny, big-eyed?
Yeah, we'll go. Absolutely. We're going to look like the Grays.
I think
we're going to look like the Grays, dude.
We're trying to act like that's so not us, but that's us.
That's us in the future.
I want to see that movie.
I want to see the movie where aliens come to try to attack us, but they're actually like they completely got it wrong and they're like, oh, these dudes are huge.
They're just little.
And we just kind of move. We're like,
yeah, we don't even use any special weapons. We're just like,
no, we're just like,
baka,
ow,
shoot. Yeah,
we don't even notice.
Oh, they're that small. We just like smack our arm.
Yeah, we're just like, ow, why?
God, get out of here. What is that?
Bug.
Wait, is that a bug?
What is that, a bug?
Is it talking? Ew, get him. Get, ew, kill all
kill
of them.
It. Kill all of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want that one.
Okay.
Charla.
Drew?
What the fuck are we doing today?
Oh, Drew.
Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, I love it when you say, oh, Drew.
Oh, Drew. I mean, necrophilia alone is too soft of a topic, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like... Boring.
We get it.
We get it.
Because, like, human necrophilia is,
I mean, you can't, it's almost like you can't even just like, you can't even, like, imagine it.
Yeah.
If you're a sane person.
Right.
You just go, like, necrophilia? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't even know how I would do that.
Like, I can't even cringe at it because I wouldn't even be able to get there in my head to be like, to think, you know, you'd be like,
oh,
you'd have to, and you'd have to fuck, oh, yeah. And they'd be all,
and stiff. And maybe not with like psychotic people. There's no cringing when they're doing it because that's how they get their rocks off, right?
Right.
But I think what's more awful is I looked up animal necrophilia.
Okay.
There's so many animals that do this. Did you know this?
Animals that fuck, they're dead?
And the
fuck dead things?
The first one I found, which I wasn't expecting, are crows. They're notorious. They are notorious for fucking other dead crows. And I was so appalled because they're so smart. So I was like, oh, guys. But you're still just animals.
Guys, what are you doing?
You can't do that.
What are you doing, you weirdos?
But the reason why they do it is... I need to quote it because I can't. I can't find it.
Oh, no. But, like... so they... And they do it all the time?
They do it all the time. Okay, this is why.
Uh-huh.
When they see a dead crow, which has the characteristics of food, an intruder, and being a mate, they react to it basically losing their mind. All three of those circumstances make them lose their shit, and they will just have sex.
And they just fuck it.
They will peck at it to make sure it's dead, and they get more turned on because it's not responding. So they're like,
yeah. They're like, yeah, what? So they... That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like a like a sign of intelligence.
Good question.
Like a sign of intelligence is that you just like you
take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, you're just like being able to lose your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of like a couple of things. Cuz I mean, you know, people do that. I mean, people lose their fucking minds. Like they're like, I'm horny and
I don't know.
I'm scared. I'm horny.
And I know it's awful, but like, to compare it to like, there's a girl on the bed that I like. She's got a short skirt on. She's drunk, so she won't fight back. And she's laying there. Like some guys can't help it. They take advantage of the situation.
They should, but they maybe can't. I don't know.
Just like a crow,
man.
So
God, they fucking lose. There's like, what is?
Yeah. Oh, it's a threat. It's an intruder. But it's also laying down in a sexual submissive position.
I'm a fuck it.
I'm a go.
You know what? I'm a fuck it.
You know.
That's all I can think. That's all I think to do. That's all I can think to do is I'm just gonna fuck it.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm hungry, but
man, I lost my mind there. Whew. Fred, did you see that? Earlier?
Yeah, that was wild.
Did I fuck a dead crow? Did I fuck another dead crow?
We tried to stop you.
Yeah.
And did you see that, like...
And I fought you away.
I know, and I brought Sarah and Megan over.
Yeah.
Because they are hot to get mated with.
And I think they are, too.
You passed them up.
I passed them...
Hot-blooded.
Totally up.
I mean...
You know what it was?
Huh.
I lost my fucking mind.
We saw that.
I lost my fucking mind, man.
We're not... Hey, man, we've all done it.
Yeah, I know.
We've all lost it. We've all fucked our dead relatives,
look, we've
man.
All fucked a dead crow.
So?
We've all fucked a dead crow, man.
Don't be ashamed, dude. Okay, so crows?
Okay.
Kangaroos?
Kangaroos.
They get on that.
They get on some dead kangaroos? Like, are they... Is it like... Are they fucking other dead kangaroos?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no... I mean, female or male. They get
on
it.
They don't give a shit.
And they think scientists think that because when you die, some of them die like head down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. And other animals are like, oh, they're in the perfect. I'm going to get on like, that. I'm going to fuck that.
Hello.
There's flies, but they don't care.
They're like, don't get, just brush those away. Who cares? There's flies everywhere.
Let's see.
That's crazy.
Right. There's 30 cases recorded of deviant birds. A lot of birds.
A lot of birds like
A lot of birds like to fuck dead birds.
Like to fuck dead birds.
Lizards. There was this one case of a lizard they found that was fucking a dead lizard. Came back a second day when it was like more dead and disgusting and did it again. Came back for seconds. Was like, that was easy.
Where's that other where's that dead lizard I fucked earlier?
Yesterday.
That was fun and easy. And unthreatening.
And unthreatening. And there's food around it, too.
There's food and stuff. I want to fuck that again. I'm going to find that. I'm going to fuck it again. Just life in general. We're just so like, you know what? I'm going to fuck that.
I'm going to fuck that. Should I fuck it again?
Should I fuck it again? Oh, it was so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go find it. I'll see you guys later.
Hey, Gerald. Haven't seen you in a while. It's mating season.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll just be behind this rock.
Okay, cool. You know what? I gotta go do something.
But what real about quick. Me?
Yeah, I just gotta go do something real quick, though, before that.
Okay. Fine.
I'll tell you why I'm gonna go fuck a dead lizard.
No! I thought you liked when I fought back a little.
Like, yeah, kinda. I mean, I kinda do. But I mean, it's so easy to fuck a dead lizard instead of you.
Oh, I wish animals had these inner monologues so bad.
They do.
They do.
They do, I believe it.
Okay, penguins.
Penguins?
Penguins love it.
Man.
Sea lions. They love it.
Just fuck their dead.
There's a male sea otter, took a female otter into the water, drowned her, waited for her to die, and then fucked her. That was a recorded case.
An otter?
Uh-huh. Cute little sea pup.
Who's the person like recording?
I know.
it's going like are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Because those are always the cute ones where like they hold hands and
yeah, sleep shit. On their backs and
And there was only one recorded instance of this happening?
In the article I read. I'm sure there's...
Maybe that one just went fucking bonkers.
Yeah. I guess this was an extreme case. And then he did it again. So
to another otter or...
To another female otter.
So he's a serial killer. He's a otter. Whoa.
Yeah. That's kind of...
That's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. That's a pattern.
That is a pattern. You're a serial killer now.
Animal serial killers. That's a real thing. Yeah.
Interesting.
We know, I feel like I've heard this before, certain spiders or arachnids will eat the females, will eat their mate while they're mating or after.
Oh,
they'll devour them.
I know like, what was it, like praying mantis or something do that?
Yeah, that was another one.
Yeah, they'll fuck the dude. And then just like take his head off
with
their things and eat them. You're like, hey, thanks for the help.
Got all
you know,
I need.
You know what needs to happen now. Yeah.
I
gotta take your head and I'm gonna eat you.
My life's purpose is done.
It's for the babies.
I get it. It's fine. I get it. My dad, my grandpa, and everyone before me.
You cool with this?
No, but I mean.
Okay. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do it anyway. Sorry. Slick snap.
This was one of my favorite. Frogs do it a lot, too. So there were frogs on the road.
I just can't imagine this.
And it's so basic.
Like, I don't even know how the frogs fuck. Like, I don't even know how they fuck.
I don't either.
I know they just, like, sit on each other or something. Yeah. I don't know.
But where does it... They just look perched on the... I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't look like... Like, none of these animals... Like, I can imagine almost none of these animals fucking.
I can't imagine a penguin fucking.
Yeah, I can't imagine a penguin how they fuck.
You never see a penguin laid No, you do.
You do. You see them lay eggs.
And I don't lay know. Down on their tummies. I'm trying to imagine them on all fours, but they ain't got no knees.
They ain't got no knees.
I'm trying to imagine them all like sluts, like bent over and like looking behind them.
It's like, woohoo!
Animals. Okay, so this frog, mm-hmm. one frog got hit by a car, and you've seen that, mm-hmm. just flat. This other male frog found it. It fucked it for 8 hours. It fucked what? It for 8 hours. They recorded it for 8 hours. It was like, well, this is, well, I just, no one's, it's not stopping me. I'm not stopping me. 8 hours. It's like... A little frog well, just going.
Not stopping.
I'm not stopping.
Well, then I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to, I mean, why not?
And look at all these flies. Glope. Hump, hump, glope. Hump, hump.
I didn't eat.
Yeah.
I'm eating, I'm fucking.
Woo. She's so flat, so still.
I like smushed frog. Oh my God. Like, those don't even look like frogs after they get, you know, like, it's just a smear. Oh, gross. It was just like, oh. What does he find? Like, one of the legs or something and just fucks the leg?
I know, I guess.
He's like, yeah. Ugh. I'm a leg guy.
So, God, I went through that so fast. The last thing I have, because I just for to look, I looked up mm-hmm. Necrophilia for humans, and fine, it's gross, and people do it. This is what's interesting. All the states, so it's categorized. We got Class A felonies,
okay,
and then some states class it as a misdemeanor. I'm going to give you a state. You tell me if it's a felony or a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Texas.
I feel like it's a felony.
Misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor. Yes. I'll tell you this, though. I'll tell you this. I know this is weird, but here's an argument for it being a misdemeanor.
Please.
It don't hurt nobody.
Oh, but God. What about God's eyes that they all think are watching?
Yeah, I mean.
But you ain't hurt nobody.
Like, you know what I mean?
That makes a lot of sense. Like, I like that theory.
It's weird. Now, I mean, like, if you killed the person and then you were fine. Like, yeah. But if it's just like.
It's all circumstances.
Doodly-doo. The person's already dead. I'm gonna fuck him.
Like a grave digger.
Yeah, or something weird. I mean, that's fucked up, and dude needs to get some help, so there needs to be some other rules.
What good news for him, though? Rules? Like, hey, Fred, man, we got security cameras in the graveyard. Dude,
we got to give you a ticket.
Oh, man, how many years is a felony?
No.
What?
No, we just got to give you a ticket, man. It's a $50 fine for fucking dead people.
That's it?
Yep.
I've fought this urge for a long time, and because I thought there was repercussions.
Well, here's the thing. Keep fighting it, because it's fucked up.
Okay, I'll take that to heart. Okay. I'll keep fighting them.
So here's the thing. You don't have to go to prison, but you do need to go to a therapist.
But you're saying that if I keep digging up bodies and fucking them, I'm just going to get a slap on the wrist and a fine?
Pretty much.
I mean, I'm going
to... But I'll tell you what, man. Really good idea.
I know. It's going
to be a really good idea.
I know. Yeah. But I just keep.
But I'll tell you what. Here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
You dug up someone's grave.
Yeah.
That's a felony.
Shit.
So yeah, we gotta put.
Oh shit! That's where I messed up. Because that's a felony.
Because that's a felony.
Digging up a grave, but fucking that body.
Oh no! I mean, you're going to jail, not because of fucking the body, because you dug up someone's grave, Roger.
Wow. I didn't know how else to get a dead body. I didn't want to kill nobody. I ain't hurt nobody.
I know you. That's why that's a misdemeanor in itself. But you dig up somebody's body.
I put it back.
You fucked up somebody's grave. People paid for that.
I know, but I'll put it back in there and I cover it up with dirt or whatever I can find. Cardboard or
Roger, you're going to jail.
Fine.
And you're fucked up.
You don't know that. I'm not hurting nobody. Okay, Colorado.
My home state. I would I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think they would make the act of fucking a dead human body is a misdemeanor in Colorado.
Correct. And it's a class 2 misdemeanor.
What is a class 2?
It's just less money, less time.
Oh, okay.
You, I guess you got your class 1, which is a which is more severe.
Oh, okay. So it's like... Because the other... The other crimes that have to be committed in order to fuck a dead body.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that...
Well, yeah. Like a... I don't know what a clean cut, like...
Like a clean cut? Like, fuck, I fucked dead body, no one was hurt, no one's feeling hurt, nothing was bad.
This, yeah. Like an old man choked in the restaurant, and before I called 911, I stuck my dick in it real quick. In and out, it was fine. Still warm. And then I called 911.
And then I called 911,
like
though,
a decent person.
Right after.
Indiana.
Indiana, I'll say it's a felony.
It is, and it's a class D.
A class D felony.
It ain't so important.
So it's like a getting somebody's, taking somebody's mail out of their mailbox.
Yeah, exactly. Opening up someone else's mail.
Yeah, that's a class D
felony. Nevada.
Nevada, I think they're going to be like, I don't know, do what you do want to do. It's a misdemeanor.
Class A.
Felony. Oh, okay.
This is my theory for this one. Yeah. I'm thinking Las Vegas. It's happened more than they like. And they're like,
yep.
Right.
You're right.
They kept fucking a stripper that had been gone.
Yep.
Maybe. And they're like, we can't keep doing misdemeanors. We'll make so much more money if we make it a felony. that's all.
What about Florida?
Florida? There were only 23 states that it listed that they had their own specific...
Like, a specific class of whatever?
Yeah. Let me see. Wisconsin, Utah, Ohio... No, Florida. No, I'm sorry. Florida. Felony, second degree.
Yeah, I mean, that's because I feel like that would be the same as Vegas.
Yeah, it just happened.
Or it's just like, this has happened too much. We just can't have these being misdemeanors anymore.
Yeah.
We need
these $50 fines.
These $50 fines ain't doing it. It ain't cutting it. People are still doing it.
God.
Yeah, punishment needs to be a little bit more now.
I don't want to personalize it too much, but let's just say you had a really close friend. Mm-hmm. Would you be more mad if someone murdered them, or would you be more mad if someone found their dead body from a natural cause of death and then had sex with them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would be like, that's fucked up, and I really wish I didn't get that detail.
Yeah. Yeah, who told you, actually?
Yeah, who told... I'm really mad that I was given that detail.
A.
I didn't need to know that.
Right.
Because it wasn't part of anything.
You're right.
No, I think I'd be more angry at someone at a murder.
Because.
For sure. Because you took the life. But if it was like proven and all that, where you got like, oh, no, they died of natural causes. But then like this dude fucked them.
Yeah.
After they died, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, at least he was dead.
Yeah.
And can we figure out that guy and like get that guy situated?
And can I speak to your supervisor of how also, you released that information to me so unprofessionally?
So unprofessionally, I'm very upset that I got that detail and didn't need it. Hide that from me.
Hide that from me. And
let me suggest to you, sir, don't give anyone else that detail. Anyone else. Okay?
Okay.
He died of natural causes, okay? And that's it.
Yeah, but...
Now I have the image of some motherfucker fucking my dead friend.
Well, we just wanted to let you know why there were hickeys and kiss marks.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. No one cares. Stop talking about it.
It's just the way they died. It was just like ass up. So, you know.
I am telling you, sir.
Straight to your face.
Please don't.
There's another thing I kept kind of going down, of crossing the line of when people died during consensual sex.
Oh.
So it wasn't necrophilia.
Yeah.
And the latest one was like 2003. I think it was in Zimbabwe. One person was having sex with another person, and then they died because they got charged by a rhino during sex.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Another one was a lady fell off a balcony while having sex with her boss.
Oh,
terrible.
Man. Oh, man.
So, I don't know. Isn't that crazy about the animals? They just go.
They just do
they
it.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
And sometimes... And that's good that we need a huge mental illness to be able to do that.
We have, one of the the worst. Almost the worst. Like, that is so fucked up.
To do that.
It is such a, there's so many fucking things that are going on. So many wrong things, incorrectly. And there's a lot of wiring.
Yeah.
A lot of bad wiring. A lot of really, really, really bad wiring in that. Like, it's just, it's the same, you know, like, serial killing or any, murderous type of thing. It's this weird control. Oh, there's so many wrong, so many things wrong with it.
Still.
That have to be wrong.
Yeah.
To, all accumulate to that.
To get to that point.
If you guys listening out there, if you guys are turned on by fucking dead, or the idea of fucking dead things, don't do it.
What about the kink? Some people like for their partner to lie lifeless. Not dead, just lifeless.
I mean, that's fine.
That's okay?
You know, that's whatever you need.
You don't think that's kind of testing that line?
I think that's kind of testing the line, but you're not doing it. You're not actually doing it. And if it's consensual, fuck me, right? I don't know. But that kind of stuff, you're like, no. Please don't do that. I know you're not hurting anyone, but you kind of are. You're hurting the live people.
Please don't do that.
Don't desecrate dead bodies. It just ain't cool, you know? That's a PSA. Don't fuck dead bodies, you know?
Daddy. Don't fuck dead bodies, you know?
You know what I mean? Sharla.
Drew.
Hear why everything is garbage and nothing matters?
Please.
Yeah. Everything is garbage and nothing matters, and I'm going to prove it to you with our segment, Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters.
Yay!
I have found some news articles that either shouldn't be news.
Yes.
Or are, and it's horrible.
Yes, 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 great.
And here's the thing. This one, this Australian, this is from Australia.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just read the thing. Man who had sex with horse said it gave him consent by winking at him.
No.
Yep. Doodle doo doo doo.
Winking. What a pretty wink it must have been, those eyelashes.
He probably was already kind of looking for the wink.
He was just waiting for it. There it is.
He's like, there it is. Oh, I'm fucking it. I'm gonna fuck it.
Why do you think animals do that? Because Fuji, my dog, will wink and I'm like, yeah, buddy, you love me.
Because something's in their eye.
Oh.
It's a fucking animal where they're just like, huh? You know, and a horse, they... right? Like a flag on it, and they're like, fuck. And they're like, wink. And he's like, ooh.
Oh.
Got that's it. That's all I needed. That's all I needed.
That's what he.
The horse winked at me. I'm gonna fuck it now.
You hear me, everyone, in the brush?
You gotta hear my witnesses.
What are you doing that horse, dude?
I mean, and he just...
Come on. Well, so, at least it was looking... He was looking for consent. That's a step.
I mean... Is it...
No.
Is it a step?
It's an excuse.
He just... Like a... I don't know, man. This guy... Reading through the article, it's just... I mean, the guy's just like... It was on tape. Like, they got it on... Like, a CCTV thing. Like, they got it.
Oh,
it
no.
was on security.
And then the...
And so... But it was, like, the trainer for the horse, like, suspected weird stuff from this dude.
Oh, no.
But then they finally got him. He broke into the stables.
It's just one horse he really liked.
He's pleading not guilty.
Come.
To committing an act of cruelty to an animal. I mean, he broke into the fucking thing.
Yeah.
To fuck a horse.
It sounds like right? to fuck a horse that he really liked.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're just caught fucking a horse, don't try and defend yourself.
Dude, like, you got caught.
Just.
You got caught fucking a horse, man.
Just stay strong, stay proud, don't give excuses.
No. And don't say it gave you consent. You know it didn't.
Or think that it was a human, like, emotion of a sexy wink.
No. It's a flag out in his eye.
You winked. Made it worse when you said it winked.
You made it.
Because you said it winked.
Because you said it. You made it worse, yeah, son. Yeah,
the eyelid fell down instinctively because of dirt or whatever, wind. The eyelid fell down. It didn't wink.
Man.
God, it's terrible.
And I would do it the Australian accent, but I'm not good at it.
I know.
But the, I mean, he'd have, he just, like, he had to have been just like, what? It winked at me.
As soon as they pulled him away from the horse.
What? It winked at me. Be like, hey, buddy, we need to.
Get your pants, get out. Come on, get out of the stable.
Get out.
We're taking you down.
You're going to go to jail so much right now.
But what? It winked.
No, it winked. Wait.
Wait. Let me explain everything.
I broke into the stables. Yeah. Yes, I did do that. Yeah. That is my bad.
That is on me.
That was my fault. But the next things, not my fault.
Well.
The fucking horse winked at me.
Okay. No.
Have you seen the horse winking before?
Get in the car.
This is not guilty. Not guilty.
We have you on film penetrating the horse.
I am not denying that I had sex, that I made love to a horse.
Okay. That is not a thing.
But what you'll see in the video is it winked at me.
Well, we will definitely play that back.
Oh, we will definitely see that, sir. Oh, my God. Here's one. This is in our own backyard, Charla.
Illinois?
Chicago.
Chicago, closer to home.
The headline is, it was pulled up. Fucker. Fucking phone. Court recommends electronic monitoring for woman that escaped electronic monitoring.
What? I'm tired. Yeah. What does that mean?
So, you know, like ankle bracelets?
Mm-hmm.
So she got out of one.
She broke it off.
Yeah, or something. She got it off. And so they're like, their punishment was to do it again. Mm. Like, it was to give her another ankle bracelet. That was her punishment. Like, that was her punishment.
That's not a punishment.
Right.
That's not a punishment.
She's a five-time convicted felon.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And all she did.
So she was They found her, like, doing whatever the fuck she wanted. Well, they found her. So her car, she somehow like plugged it into her car charger or something, or like it was. She left it in her car near her house.
Smart.
While she's just like, doodly dee, da 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 da.
Wonder how she got it.
I'm gonna steal this. I'm gonna shoot this guy. I'm gonna.
She did more crimes once she got it off.
No, oh, I don't know. That's, but they're like, you can't do that.
Here's
you
know what? One.
We're going to give you more of it. She's like, okay. I mean, it's just, she's like a 5-time fucking felon.
Something else. Do something else. Don't just put it on again.
Put her in prison more.
Put her in prison more longer.
Or something. I don't know the answer, but the answer is not the same thing. The thing that she...
Like, what is
her punishment for getting out of
right?
The I don't know.
What is that? Was the an equal? Like I stole candy from a grocery store. Your punishment is we're taking that candy away from you.
Yeah.
Or we're putting that candy back on the shelf. That's your punishment.
That's your punishment. We're gonna put it back on that shelf. What do you think of that? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. But I'll tell you. But I'm gonna tell you this. Don't mess with an ankle bracelet. How about that? Did anyone tell you that before? Because now we are telling you, you can't mess with the ankle bracelet.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, we're doing it right now. We're telling you that you can't.
Well, what are you going to do about it, though? What?
Oh, you'll see. We're going to put another... bracelet on you, probably. Yeah.
No, I just took it off.
Yeah, I know.
You that's kidding? The prop.
You took it. That's why you took it off. We got to put another one
so
on
unfair.
You.
So unfair. I just got it off. This I paid a lot of money to get that off.
It's justice.
Are you kidding me? I don't deserve this.
Here's a fun one. This is in London.
Ooh.
Boy, 13, hauled into court for assault after firing a McDonald's french fry through a straw.
No.
Yeah, it's someone. It hits. So this is what happened. So this dude just like, this little kid just shoots a fucking french fry through a straw, which is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it was a great idea. I imagine it was a fat straw.
And it hit a woman.
Yeah.
And it caused a brawl.
A brawl between a woman and a 13-year-old British boy?
No, no. He was like, thunk, thump, and it hit her, and she thought like someone else did it. So she like went after, because I guess it was like a bunch of these kids. They're in a McDonald's. There's a bunch of like, you know, their friends. So one dude did it, and she just like goes to some other dude and fucking starts.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
I love this.
But then they caught the 13-year-old and brought him in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they brought in all of them. I think there was a couple of them. Three of his friends.
Why didn't they?
Oh,
run?
It was three of the friends. Sorry, this is so it's three of the three friends, plus the 13-year-old or the other dude.
Uh-huh.
So there's four dudes.
Okay.
And then there was this lady and four of her friends.
Yes. And in a McDonald's?
In a fucking McDonald's. It was just like... I imagine like...
British?
Yeah. I imagine like pool cues being broken over
heads. Yeah.
And then like tossing one of the dudes on the table breaks under him.
Yeah. Throwing someone over the counter and they hit the register.
And someone fucking takes a cup and tries to smash it on the side of the thing.
It just cracks.
And it just actually just blows up. So that's fun.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a fun one.
I wonder if they got video of that. Someone must have been recording on their phone.
Yeah, they had to. I would have been like, oh my God, this
is the best. I wish I was
best.
13 again so I could go to McDonald's and...
Yeah, you could fuck with people.
Shoot french fries out of straws?
Yeah.
I love doing spitballs.
The spitballs are the best.
You'd hollow out your pen, see how many you can stick to the TV screen until the teacher notices. So fun.
Oh, man. One last one.
Yay.
This is from Boston.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a fun one. Naked man arrested at Planet Fitness said he thought it was a judgment-free zone.
I mean, he is right.
He's right.
Ew, gross, though.
He's like, fucking Boston.
Boston. No judgments, huh? I don't give a shit. I'm gonna work out.
Fucking judge me. Don't fucking judge me.
Yeah, but your sweaty balls are all over
the... fucking sweaty balls are all over the place.
I'm judging your sweat. You're gross.
I'm judging your balls. Get this man out of here, this fuck.
This fucking asshole. Gross.
He just was walking around naked in the gym.
What? I don't know.
Before settling in on the yoga mats. So he was on his knees in the nude yoga type position.
Was he drunk or on drugs? Anything like that?
No, it doesn't say it. God. He just was like, I mean, here's the guy. Here's what he looked like.
Yes. Drugs.
So, I mean, he was probably like high.
Yeah, you're right. Who's the evil guy from Aladdin?
Oh, Jafar. No.
Yeah, Jafar.
Is Jafar?
He looks like a healthier...
He looks like a much... healthier Jafar.
A hippie, healthy Jafar.
Yeah, so he's like this hippie, huge beard, unkept hair. I mean, he was a hippie. I mean, this guy's a hippie.
That's so... I wonder if he took his clothes off right before he got on the mat, or like went...
Apparently, he just walked in naked. He just was like, doot, doot, doot. Oh, no, he was, I think he, like, came in and then...
Stripped.
Like, went to the, you know, locker room.
And then just came out. Just
took off his clothes and then just like, here we go. Let's do yoga. Let's do yoga, man.
Hey, let's do yoga. I'm going to do
fucking yoga.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, namaste. Look at my sack.
Yeah, namaste. I'm going to do fucking yoga.
Ew.
Yeah, we go.
Downward.
Downward dog.
Downward dog.
Fucking downward dog. We're going to do...
Gross. I wonder how long it took for someone to be like, that's it. I'm calling the cops.
Oh, at a gym, like at a LA Fitness?
Yeah.
Seconds.
You think it'd be the same time for a woman?
It would be, yeah. It would be like, no.
Gross. What is that?
Nope. Fucking nope.
God,
nope,
I need to know what was going through his head. He must have known that it was...
He just was like, fuck it. I'm going to do yoga naked.
No one's going to stop me. Hey, no one's going to say nothing to me.
No one's going to I just want to do yoga naked.
What if there were like yoga pants that were clear and you weren't naked? Everything was just kind of mushed. Do you think someone would get in trouble for that? You're not getting sweat anywhere.
Like, he just does it like literally just... Like, have a pantyhose?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Fucking Boston.
Fucking Boston, huh?
Boston. You hippies.
You fucking hippies and your yogas.
That's all garbage.
That is so garbage. Stupid. Anyway, that's all I got. And there's a lot more things, but whatever.
Oh, boy. What a journey we've been on this first season.
We've been that on we such, decided that we decided that this a is the season. what a journey.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, but we'll be back in September.
Yeah, we will be.
But hey, in the meantime.
Yeah.
Fucking... Listen to all the podcasts on the Universe Ed Podcast Network.
Yeah, check them all out. There's so many. Always recording.
Always doing it.
New things. Comic book queers.
Comic book queers.
You like comic books?
You like comic books? Are you gay? Cool. You don't have to be gay either.
Or like comic books because they're still funny.
They're still great.
Yeah.
Doc Hard. Talk about documentaries.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I need to catch up on that one. Yeah.
There's Inferior Men.
Ugh, business ventures.
Business advice from two dudes who've failed.
Yeah.
Businesses.
They're all different. Universehead.com. Look it up and go back and listen to our episodes if you like.
Yeah, feel free.
And leave us a suggestion maybe on our Insta or Facebook page letting us know what you'd like to hear.
Yeah, if you want to have a subject that you want to, you know,
Like aliens.
Talk about, like, shit, we'll talk about aliens.
We'll talk the shit out of aliens.
I'll fucking talk about aliens all day.
I don't give a shit.
All day. Oh, well, Sharla.
Yeah, this has been fun.
It's been fun.
Have a good summer break.
Hey, you have a good summer break.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna drink more of this vodka and ginger beer.
How dare you?
Oh, and also, just don't you forget, go fuck yourself with a cactus.
With a cactus, forever.
Forever. Bye.
Bye. Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making it killer like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone, drifting my